Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. After a crazy week, after the longest week of election in man history and woman history, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the man who is banging pots and pans outside Saturday afternoon. I give you Sean Black.
Yes, that is I.
And back on the other phone line, I give you the lovely and beautiful and talented Lady T.
Yes, guys. Yes, we won.
You sound rather jubilant today. I wonder why.
And Sean, there's something you'd like to say right now?
In the immortal words of a famous rock group, hey, goodbye. You notice I put a question mark at the end of that, because that goodbye part, that's what we're going to be talking about. But there is something I did want to do, I did want to bring up to the Hot Rod.
Yes, Sean,
it's something
that
I said
that?
To him the day of, and it was, I told you so.
What did he tell me? I don't know what you're talking about.
It was on our August 17th show. We told you.
Yes.
God damn.
I told you a few things on there, too, but go ahead, when we did the VP pick, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone cut the date down. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a big drop.
I gave in the prediction, and Lady T gave you the substance behind the prediction. So.
Well, okay.
I will do what this president will not do, and I will concede that to Lady T.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I go on, you know what? I'm not putting Lady T business out like that too much. But Sean Black, let me tell you something.
Oh,
the day after the election, I text Lady T, how do we feel? Let's just say I got a nice, lovely note from her. And from there, I left her alone. I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, I text everybody. Yeah. Do not text me or tell me, call me about anything about this election until it's done. I want to hear for myself who it is. Don't tell me. If you tell me, I will talk to you.
Sean Black,
spoiler alert was in effect on this one.
No, it was all in caps and bolded in the text. My I almost flew backwards when I read it. Okay? Like, wow.
And then,
Saturday afternoon when we found out the announcement, I text her, are you happy now? She's like, what happened? She really did not pay the media no mind.
Yeah, I really didn't know. I was not paying it any mind. I needed to breathe. Oh, man.
Then I sent her the picture of the results. Sean Black, when I tell you this is a Lady T I've never seen in a while or whatever on social media, Sean
yeah.
Black, she was out with a nice leather jacket, nice thick glasses, hair all done, ready to run out and party like she never partied before. I'm like, whoa, Lady T looking hot that day. At that time,
oh,
like, wow, who is this lady? She went out and celebrate that Saturday.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man, she was out and going. It's not the same Lady T you met before. It was like a new, fresh Lady T. But that person was over.
You were so stupid.
No, it's just, you know what, before I crack up tell the other story, I'll start with you, Lady T. Where you want to address? What is your reaction? Anything you want to address, either Tuesday night or the results?
The results, because I didn't watch anything after Tuesday when we did, you know, Brother B show. That was it for me with TV, with news media and stuff like that. But when I found out the results, you actually told me, it was like, oh my gosh, I had to turn it on because I couldn't believe you still. So I was like, oh my God. It was
I'm sorry, lady T, to cut you off. To your point, lady T, a lot of people was in disbelief. And they probably turned to other networks to make sure, or went to the internet to make sure what the results is really truly the results.
Yeah, I didn't even check the internet. I needed to see it, like, really, really hear it. And you're right with other news channels and things like that. I had to keep turning it, make sure. But it was like, I don't know, my body just felt like I could breathe again. Like, that's the crazy part about it. So I'm sure a lot of people felt like the sigh of relief.
And without sigh of relief, I'm sure. Go ahead, Sean Black.
I think the number one word that described Election Day itself, the only word that I could come up with was angst. That's the only thing that I could actually think of as far as just everybody had probably the most chronic case of anxiety, worry on Election Day was just anxiety, fear, because nobody knew what. I think a lot of people had a lot of fear going in because they didn't know if a particular result happened, what would happen after.
But sorry to cut you off, Sean Black, but we knew, and we did say that the night before, that this was going to happen. We would not know the results right away. We did say that.
True.
Everyone was
exactly.
Going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But what usually ends up happening with every election, and they usually update every time a certain section gets their votes in when the polls close, and it's like, okay, well, the first batch of votes come in at 8 o'clock. Then the next batch comes in at 9 o'clock. So you know you're not going to get anything changed. But then each news, each particular news site, ABC, CBS, or whatever, they wouldn't post the exact same electoral votes at the same time because they all have their own way of updating everything. So it would take a while. One would have one up at a certain lead. Another one wouldn't count the others yet until they all confirmed everything. So I think a lot of people felt very anxious going in. As far as the result goes,
uh-huh.
Ooh, oh boy, that was craziness.
Yeah. It's something you've never seen before, I could imagine.
I can honestly say, based on the way things were going, everybody knew that it boiled down to really four states. It was Georgia, it was Arizona, it was Nevada, and of course it was Pennsylvania, which we had talked about last week ad nauseum about Pennsylvania. The doomsday scenario is it being tied at 269 with Philadelphia being the deciding factor. And it started to almost look that way. But then what ended up happening is, and this is something that this administration probably kind of counted on happening, but kind of kept it to themselves. The administration basically told everybody that was voting Republican, don't trust the mail-in ballot. Because of the ballots, we heard all of the stuff about mail-in ballots, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how the fix was in. So you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those Republicans, they didn't use the vote-in, the mail-in ballot. They went to the polls the day of. The majority of the votes that came in afterwards came in from the mail-in ballots. And they were, for the most part, overwhelmingly Democratic, which is the reason why Biden jumped up to the huge lead initially, and then Trump kind of started to, as the votes were counted, started to cut into some of those leads.
Stop the vote. Stop the count. Stop the count.
Oh.
Stop the count.
This administration.
But they knew that was going, they knew that from your point. Both parties knew that if you vote by a man, most likely it's a Democrat. If you vote by, if you go to the polls, or most Republicans, that's why Trump, to your point, was in the lead already. and nine other states in the polls also, until that sneak attack bit came out of nowhere. Like, wait a minute, PA became from red to blue, like that.
And the majority of that came from the big cities in Pennsylvania, mostly Philly, Scranton, and some of those areas that were heavily Democratic, that got the mail-in votes. And those mail-in votes, because of, ironically, the Pennsylvania lawsuit that was argued by the Republicans, that stated that mail-in votes could not be counted first. That's the reason why it took so long for Pennsylvania to get those votes in. We had election day on Tuesday, and we didn't find out till Saturday.
But they did say it takes like a week. Didn't they say from the date of election day, at least a week to be counted? So, I mean, come on. It's been about, what, 5 days after election day or something? When
five
did we
days.
Find
yeah.
out? Like,
it,
come
well,
on.
It turned into election week, really.
But why? Yeah, pretty much.
My question is, why didn't they want to start counting before the election? So you have a better idea who's the winner of that, of your state.
No, it kind of makes sense. They want the mail to be delivered. It takes at least a week. Let's say somebody did mail it out right the day before Election Day, let's say, at least a week to get it. So it makes complete sense.
To be fair, you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. But to think about it, in all of the workup to the election, the president actually kind of tipped his hand at what he was trying to do. I think internally, a lot of the people that are around the president, the sycophants that try to stay with him, kind of let him know, you know, we have polling involved in. You're not popular here. You're not doing well there. You're doing well in this particular demographic, but you're not working here. As we go towards the election, you're going to have to work on these things. And this is where he started to plant the seed, to germinate that little thought process about the post office and then the mail-in ballots. Then we had Louis DeJoy, who took over as the Postmaster General. And one of the first things that he did, let's cut overtime. Let's make sure that a lot of the ballots and the votes that are going to come in don't get counted on time. Then he started having other post offices remove mailboxes from certain areas, knowing that a lot of places, especially in urban, quote unquote, urban areas, that cannot readily get access to those main post offices, the only way that they can deliver and receive mail is from those mailboxes. That was done intentionally judged against that.
Sean Black, that kind of sounds like they were trying to be spiteful, and then here goes karma. Yeah. Hi, Karma. How are you?
Oh, there's a difference between spite and trying to actually hurt the election process by stacking the deck in their favor. And they use their lawyers to actually do that, and it backfired.
Yeah. Well, we hopefully it backfired. As you told me earlier, Sean Black, before the show, good old Trump, your boy, has not conceded yet. And it's been like, what, 3 days now? He went on Twitter right away. And once again, this is where the mind games begin. And it just scratched my head like, wow.
Is it really
mind games?
He claims
that he won. No. No, that's what. But to them, it's mind games. He claimed on Tuesday night, he claimed that he's a winner already. He told the people that he won, which we know, like, how you can tell the people that you won if the polls are not closed yet, you know. Then you cry voters fraud, of course. And then he told the people that you won the popular vote, which you have not won the popular vote. Yes, 70 million people voted for you, but Biden got 75. He still beat you. Unless, you know, I'm not great at math, but 75 is higher than 70. And Sean Black. I'm just saying, you know, it's just, you know, it's these little things, and like I told Sean Black, Lady T, why this race should not have been this close in the first place. It shouldn't have come down to the wire, like, you know, between Pennsylvania and other states. It should not come this come down to this point, but it did. So to me, the results of the election is very scary, how divided this nation is. You know, Trump finally did win, but let's say it was 50 to 47. 47, that's a very high number for a man that we cannot stand, for a president who's very hatred. And like I told my friend,
I was thinking it is. No, go ahead, Hawkeye.
I'm sorry. No, either you love Trump or you hate Trump. And to me, there's no in-between. You know, there's been other presidents in the past. Oh, I can't stand Bush. I can't stand Obama. I can't stand Mitt Romney. But this is the first time, in my opinion, that I give to you, that either you love a president or you hate a president. The reason why most people voted for Trump, because it's still mind-boggling, but a lot of people voted against Trump because they can't stand him. They hate him. You know, you don't like Biden, but we hate Trump. That's a big difference.
And then you also have the supporters who voted for him last time, but they're tired of him this time. They want to see him out.
Yes.
So I think that's what it also came down to. Am I really going to punch my Trump ticket again, or am I going to just go with Biden, get this guy out of here? I still like him, but, hey, he needs to go. So you probably came down to the wire on those.
And before I give it to Sean Black, the first thing Biden did, by the way, is he came up with a COVID team. He's not in the office yet, and he's showing signs, quote-unquote, signs of he's working on the biggest problem that this nation has, and I think a lot of people forgot that we have.
Well, he's showing signs of being a seasoned politician. He's seasoned, veteran politician.
Yes. Also, I think if you're an economist, you also know that you can't have an economy if everybody's dying. So the one thing that you have to do is work on getting the economy, because everything is interconnected. You can't have the economy working if everybody is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to get new jobs, if you're trying to open up the economy, if you're trying to have trade, if you're trying to have confidence in products, if you're trying to have holidays, sports, et cetera, you can't do any of that. Have a rampant disease killing people, if you can't go to the supermarket to buy food for your children, or if you can't go to the store to buy toilet paper, regular necessities, go and get gas that hasn't, you know, gone sky high, travel.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are intertwined in an economy that this president just did not care to acknowledge because he is too vain and too conceited to realize that the needs of the many outpaces the needs of himself. And the one thing that he did not do when we knew that the pandemic was starting to rage is put certain mechanisms in place to ensure that you could mitigate a lot of the spread of this virus. And what the president-elect wants to do is, first and foremost, he's trying to attack the actual problem, which is this pandemic. I think also you're starting to see now a complete difference in how it's being treated, how respectful it is of the people that have gone before. We're already at 10 million cases of this coronavirus. We've already had three consecutive days of well over 100,000 cases daily, which has never happened in the 9 months of this pandemic. We're up to over 240,000, 230,000 people that are dead. And this president refuses to acknowledge that any of this is the case.
But Sean Black, wait. Biden's president. The virus will disappear. Remember? It's a hoax from the Democratic Party. Trump is
the only hoax
in about
the only hoax was Trump's presidency. Let's really call it what it is.
Okay.
Donald Trump used his presidency. He used his presidency to promote and adjudicate his power and spread his wealth further along so that either by the time he got out of his presidency, quote unquote, on his own terms, or was able to get out if he was elected or whatever was the case, he's done everything possible to help himself and his allies. That's where his legacy will be, the Supreme Court. How many conservative judges he's been able to elect and appoint within his 4 years. All of that is going in the same way that he's wanted to begin with. Deregulation. He did that with the Department of Justice, the Department of Education with Betsy DeVos, who wanted to privatize a lot of things with education. We already know anybody that has children or has dealt with the Department of Education knows that Betsy DeVos is full of it. And all she wanted to do was privatize a lot of the things that happen in school, in charter schools, because her husband runs a charter school. Oh, gee, what a concept. What a coincidence. All of this is an indictment on Trump.
And before I give it to you, K-Dog, one thing I'd like to add on. Breaking news today. White House Submission Party last week. Guess what happened to him right now? He caught the virus. Shocking. So once again, another black person who is a doctor, mind you.
No,
to a
top neurologist. Big difference.
Oh, yes.
He should have a brain.
Yes, thank you. He should have a brain.
He's a retired neurosurgeon, yes.
Same thing. He should still have his brain intact. He's been working on others' brains.
More like the Wizard of Oz.
God forbid I say this. Another black person who supported Trump against his ass, who caught the virus, and a black Herman Cain. Go figure. I don't want to say that, but... Go ahead, K-Dog. I know Saturday you were dancing in the suits with your Haitian flag, telling your Trump, goodbye, go to the end.
Goodness. Listen, first of all, I just got to say what's up to everybody. Saturday was just, it's like I saw it in a group text. I saw when Sean sent the message that that CNN projected that Joe Biden won the state of Pennsylvania and has gone over 270 electoral votes. And all I could say is that Saturday, around my way, there was a lot of cars honking. People were running up and down the streets. I mean, it was just crazy. You know what? Like, I was telling my mother this. My mother said that this was how people celebrated whenever a dictatorship collapsed.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is what I saw on Saturday. And with everything else, with this election, historic, yes. And Donald Trump again tried everything to see to it that not all the votes were being counted. And even today I heard it from guys in the office, right? Oh, but what about the military votes? What about the military votes? I'm like, okay, there are two absentee ballots, but they all have to be counted as well, don't they?
Well, K-Dog. But, you know, to like Sean Black told me earlier, to the voter fraud, yes, there's some voter frauds out there, but is that enough to overturn anything? Like the military vote you talk about. You know what?
Yeah.
It could be like 10,000. But if we have over 30,000 going for Biden, the 10,000 that might go for Trump, it wouldn't matter. It would not put Trump
over. Exactly. That's where probability plays the part.
I wouldn't even consider it fraud as much as it is an error. Usually, like I was saying before, it's usually because somebody put their name in the wrong envelope, they signed the wrong spot. That's what they consider voter fraud, which isn't fraud. It's just voter error. That's what it should be more like.
And that's what I was breaking down about it. I said, listen, look, you know, it still doesn't matter because as you know, the electoral votes is like 270. And Biden broke that. And Trump didn't. And Trump's own tricks backfired on him. And what shakes this election, really, was how COVID-19 shaped this election, and that's what swung some voters over to Biden.
I agree.
It swung a lot of voters over to him because a lot of people were looking at this like, this was your failure. Receiving a report and doing nothing about it, this is where you failed. Failure of leadership in the moment of crisis and not even caring about the American people during this moment of crisis, only looking out for yourself and your base and the people around you. But, you know, again, your own plans backfired. And where Trump failed at, he failed miserably for the past four years, which I consider long 4 years, to hear one of the a former supporter, someone who voted for him in 2016, saying, I can't do it right now. I can't do it. And he said, and one gentleman who said that he caught COVID-19 in April and it almost killed him. And he said, you know,
I thought the COVID-19 is a hoax. I thought the coronavirus is a hoax.
Exactly. Oh, it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I'm like, what? How is it a hoax? When you have over 200,000 people dead.
But to this day, people still believe it's still a hoax. It's not. It doesn't take it seriously at all.
It doesn't look like
there
a hoax.
There are still people that refuse
up.
To wear masks and make it a big to-do about it. And that's the rough. That's the part that even if it's something that you do just going outside to mitigate something, that's something that at the minimum people can do. But going back to that part at the end, as far as what happened Saturday, as far as once the news went out, only two previous times that I can remember hearing people honking their horns and celebrating, et cetera. The first time was when President Obama was elected in his first term, when we heard all of the cheering and people driving and honking their horns. That went on to like 3, 4 in the morning. The second time that I heard that happen around near me was when Osama bin Laden, the announcement of him being killed. That's the second time I heard that. And there were rampant chants of USA, USA, people honking their horns and hands and fists out the window, et cetera, et cetera. To hear this kind of jubilation in areas all over the, not only just the country, but the world. I saw England. I saw parts of Africa, parts of Germany.
And France, a church ran through the
world. People are tired all over the world because of this guy.
Yes, exactly.
They're tired.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, go ahead, Alvin.
To Sean's point, Saturday, like I agree with you, Sean Point, but I disagree because I think it's more what K Dog said, that this is a celebration from a dictatorship. So this celebration is different from the Bin Laden and Obama.
Yeah.
Obama was like more like a
I'm not saying they're the same celebration, but I'm saying those are the only other times that you heard that kind of jubilation for any particular event.
Yeah, but this was not a celebration on Saturday.
This is a celebration, all right.
This is
a celebration.
My goodness, was it?
I'll give you a quick story.
Hold on. This is a party. This is people, like a relief party. This is not a celebration. People party.
It's a
people dance. People cry.
What do you do at a party? You celebrate.
No.
And that's exactly what it was.
At a party. No. But that's celebration. You don't cry. This is cry of relief. You know, like you actually, people cry like they actually know Donald Trump. People are so happy that this guy is like going out of the White House. This is the biggest celebration of their lifetime, does it seem like. People were hugging, tapping each other, giving high five. People trying to hug me. I'm like, get away from me. People forgot there was a pandemic going on. People forgot that all the problems that we're going through, this is a sign of relief. That's the difference. Like Kato said, if you go to Haiti, you go to Venezuela, they go through the dictatorship. This is like our version of a dictatorship, you know.
Mm.
So this celebration is different from Obama. Yes, it was a good thing, but this is like, you know what? We got this asshole out. We did it. This is like we did it party. We did it kind of celebration because despite all the things they tried, Trump tried to stop this election, stop the counts. For once, we could tell our kids, the good guy, quote unquote, the good guys won, you know. But go ahead.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this. There were two instances. One, when I walked around, I went to go out just to observe what's going on. And there was somebody in an apartment building about two blocks from my house. And they were blaring a rap song called F. Donald Trump. I had never heard it before.
Yeah.
It was being blared for 15 minutes straight. And then,
because, Sean,
as
you're
getting,
not with the time, Sean Black. You're not with the time.
Apparently,
okay?
That's
what is old.
But then, apparently, about 10 minutes later, there was a yellow cab that had went by. It's obviously people honking their horns. There was a white lady in the back seat of the cab with a Donald Trump doll and a noose around his neck and saying goodbye to the baby and dangling it out of the side of the window and fist pumping. And as the taxi is going by, she's high-fiving everybody that she can get her hands near. It was just some weird, surreal Twilight Zone thing.
It was.
But at the same time, you have to think.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you also have to think, and this is something that Dave Chappelle brought up on his first of all, if anybody hasn't seen that Saturday Night Live opening monologue, you need to see it. What he basically said was, the same way that people were celebrating here, you were on the opposite end of that 4 years ago. So kind of temper that with a modicum of respect to the other people. Because remember, as violent and as angry as people got when they found out about this whole Trump thing, we're not out of the woods yet from the sense of it could get even worse, depending.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anything could happen. Anything could be worse. But it's like... Oh, shit, I forgot my point. But back to the coronavirus thing. No, this celebration is so real. It's like, wow, Trump is gone. But we fail to realize we have a lot of work to do. You know,
we do.
Like I told Sean Black, if your house got burnt down to the ground, you can't rebuild it by yourself. You would need a whole team. And that's what this country is right now. This country is in turmoil. This country is divided. For Joe Biden to get his country back together.
That's his work cut out for him.
Oh, yeah. And we also forgot to mention our first female vice president.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Or color, matter of fact. We do. Well, I thought that would be a downfall for Biden. Well, it seems that it worked out for her. For him.
I told you that.
Well, we know why.
17th on our show. Did we not speak about this?
Yes, because
although we brought up the reasoning why it could have hurt Biden, we also talked about the reason why it would help Biden. And it worked because more African Americans voted in this election and registered than any other. And this is even going back to when Obama was voted in. So that should tell you.
Because they spoke about less African American males actually voted in this election. So
yes,
I don't
more African American
really
women
came,
vote.
I don't believe that for a second
many.
That it came down to that. Yeah. I think it came down to women, period.
A lot of women voted in this election.
Yeah, but isn't that scary that how much data they know? Like, how do you know that the Hot Rod is an African American or Sean Black is an African American? Because that's how much data they have on our names alone. So you tell me, one scan of the paper, they know your whole history?
Yes, they do.
Wasn't that part of when you registered to vote?
When you registered to vote. Exactly.
So haven't you bought anything online? Then they know everything about you. You should know that by now.
I know that. But does the people know that? I don't think the people realize about that.
Well, now they know. But, if you don't know, now you know.
They definitely do know because... Here's what it is when with this election, and pardon me for going off subject, but I'm sure many of you remember presidents in the past who have lost elections. The last incumbent president to lose an election was President George H.W. Bush in 1992. when he ran for re-election against both Ross Perot and Bill Clinton. And Ross Perot conceded early. And later on, once Clinton passed the 270 mark, George H.W. Bush conceded. He called Clinton and said, hey, you know, okay, we lost. Now, we all remember the debacle that happened in 2000 with George W. Bush and Al Gore, when Al Gore took the court and and the Supreme Court said to stop the recount. And Al Gore, he didn't protest, he didn't scream, he just said, you know what, here you go. Go ahead, you could have it. Now with Donald Trump, from the beginning, was never presidential. And even in losing, what is still not presidential. Now,
he didn't lose yet. That's why.
Right. What will history say about Donald Trump?
Why are we expecting more? Why are we? This is the part where I want to like tap everybody on the head that still believes that he's going to be such a person with integrity. He didn't come in with integrity. He ain't going out with integrity. Just stop.
Lady T and I have been on the same page since day one.
Oh my goodness.
I think this is the reason why we both thought about everything going on, and it annoys. I know I can speak for myself, and it annoys the hell out of me. But also, it annoys the hell out of a lot of people. And the fact that once you look at, everybody expects that because you've taken a person like a chess piece and put them inside of something that says presidential, that doesn't mean that they have the wherewithal or the prowess to actually go ahead and do that.
Exactly.
You have absolutely no idea how to be presidential if you've never had the trait to begin with.
Well,
because
Sean Black, earlier before the show, you told me about, the President Trump, you know, not conceding. What do you say about that overall? Because it was something you told me before the show, I completely forgot it was making sense. Do you remember?
What I brought up to you, it's probably about maybe 20 minutes before the show, is that when a president-elect gets into office, what he usually gets from the current administration or the outgoing administration is access to certain things so that they can start their plan of what's going to be the presidential agenda. One of the things that President-elect Biden wants to do is get this coronavirus task force assembled and have information that the administration has so that they can take that information and use it to help out. Well, if the administration is still acting like babies and completely not acknowledging that this is a legitimate election, there's no way that he can get anything moving forward, and it further delays a lot of the stuff. Because, as we said before, Trump is a very vengeful person who acts like a big, tough guy, almost like a mob boss. But he also knows he just plays one on television, and it comes across that way. In this instance, earlier today, he fired the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, although we know that they were butting heads for months. But this is the main reason why he fired him, and this is to show you how petty Trump is. Do you remember during the summer, during all of the protests that were going on in D.C., Mark Esper actually went on television when the president said we need to have the National Guard and the Army go to cities and control the violence and the protesters. And Mark Esper said we are not going to allocate military funds to stop peaceful protests. That pissed the president off to no end. And it's literally been back and forth since then. That's to show you how vengeful he is. And that goes to show you he put his power that he governs with and to use it for his own personal gain as opposed to the good of the people. Because as evidenced by what he did in Washington with the peaceful protesters and getting them gassed just so he can show up in front of a church with an upside-down Bible and say that I'm the great Donald Trump. That shows you something.
Talk about a great one. I want to give this now to the guy who was honking his horn. He was playing that song, Screw Donald Trump, out loud. At the same time, he's a bigot and a racist himself, which that made no sense for him to play that song.
Oh, my goodness.
I give you Brother B, everyone.
Hey, Brother B, what's up, brother?
Everyone, what's up?
What's up?
Does anybody have any candy corn left? Because I can't believe y'all
got
talking
tons
about
of
the
candy corn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, any candy corn left?
That's one of the single most disgusting creations known to man.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not.
But Sean Black,
it's so
Sean,
nice.
Black.
Go ahead.
Sean Black, it's better than talking
yes.
about that fool.
It's so,
way better.
So, Brother B, what you're trying to say is when you find out the results on Saturday, you asked, was this a trick or a treat? That's what he was asking?
To be honest with you, I really don't care because neither one of them signed my check. So it's like what is it really going to
exactly.
do for us? It's the same charade that's been going on for decades. You know, somebody makes promises. And the next thing you know, they don't keep them. Somebody makes
more
promises.
Especially with the Senate being the way it is. That'll definitely...
Isn't the president run by Congress, though? So they don't really make decisions. They're there to fill the job and sign their
you
own
know
documents.
What, to be honest with you, the thing that gets me about it is how much people are in their feelings about about this whole election. And we know... I mean, I don't care. Some people say, oh, it's not about race, it's not about color. It all boils down to the color. And they just mad and they're upset because, God forbid, anything happens with Biden, a black woman, Karen, going to have to hear what a black woman tells her that she got to do. Yeah, they're Karen and Kim. They don't want to hear that. they don't want to hear that at all.
Nope.
Maybe like this black
yeah.
woman ain't telling me what to do. I, you know, and that's the issue. And oh, wait a minute. And I've also heard it said, oh, Obama's coming back. I said, how Obama's
Obama?
Coming back? Oh,
my,
you know,
what?
Obama's gonna be up in there.
That'll be
and
so
then,
fly if he does, but he, you know, he's not because they
he's
were
not.
Tired.
He's not
they were
back.
Finished.
No, they don't think. Some people don't think it's Biden that's running it. They think. It's
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
so it's
you
like,
know,
you know what?
Obama was.
So no matter what you say, no matter who wins or whatever, there are people out there that are always going to feel that Trump was cheated and, you know, Obama and Hillary did something and stole the election for Biden and Biden is just a puppet and, you know, Kamala Harris, Obama and Clinton is going to be running it and this, that, and the third. No matter what you say. And, you know, it's crazy because
right.
if I was Joe Biden, I would be like, yo, F y'all. Give me my credit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you think? You know, like, this how you treat me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the president, damn it, not them.
here's my take on the whole damn thing.
Well,
it's like
he actually did say
know,
that at one of the debates. He's not running up against, you know, anyone else. He's running up against Joe Biden. You know,
but didn't he turn his back
with his name on it like Rob Van Dam? You know, just turn around
no,
and just
his character
you know,
shows that.
Fire.
I don't care what y'all got to say. I'm not going to be the Twitter president again.
Right, and you
we're
know,
doing
and
real
you know,
things.
Yeah,
sure. This goes out. What I'm about to say goes out to the parents because I was having this conversation with one of my neighbors, and he and I were talking about this. Like Donald Trump, the reason why he acts the way he does, because this is a man who grew up and everything was given to him. He was never told no. When you grow up with everything given to you, grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth, and I'm not knocking anybody who's rich, but also, you know, this goes out to everybody who's a parent, you know. He said, as parents, when you raise your children, you got to tell them no sometimes. You got to say, no, you're not getting this. And he said, plus, and with the way the parents from the islands, the way they raise their kids is that, oh, you're going to throw a tantrum? I'll give you something to cry about. So when you grow older, spoiled, when you're giving a kid everything, and they grow up with that spoiled mentality, that's exactly what Donald Trump has, that same spoiled brat mentality.
Or they could have told him no so much that he said, F it, I have my allowance money. I could buy it anyway.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, that's true.
Brother
B, I have a text, a tweet from Dr. Royce Watson. I gave it to Sean Black and Lady T earlier. And this is what he said. Let me know what you think. It's fascinating how hashtag Joy Biden was able to regain the favor with so many black people after what he did to us. It is almost like letting an older version of R. Kelly coach your daughter's basketball team because you truly believe he changed it.
What did Biden do to us? What did he do to me?
The crime bill back in, 1947, whatever it was.
1994 crime bill.
All right, so check this out. He alone passed the crime bill. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Congress
like passed
it, and this is what they don't understand,
Congress
Brother B.
It.
Thank
so
you, Brother B.
Joe Biden
Congress
didn't passing alone, just like Kamala Harris didn't do anything alone. So stop saying, you know, I hate when people want to single out things to make their point. And then when you tell them something else, then they don't want to listen. Shut up. Joe Biden didn't do anything. Matter of fact, I was watching something where Joe Biden was going hard for on some panel for black people in their neighborhoods, but yet no one wants to show that. So, really, my opinion, most of you black people who have attitudes or whatever with Joe Biden or even Trump, shut the hell up. Because unless you're willing to go out there and do it for yourself, stop expecting somebody to do it for you. Stop talking about what you did to us. Nobody need do shit to you.
What are you doing for yourself, my brother?
My
brother?
If you out here doing crime, if you out here selling drugs, you out here robbing people, you out here doing things that you know you're not supposed to be doing, who do you blame it on? Don't blame it on Joe Biden. Don't blame it on Kamala Harris. Blame
you
it on
your
goddamn
self. You have to look at yourself in the mirror. You have to look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay, and Lady T, out of nowhere, besides Biden winning, they made an announcement that the vaccine is 90% effective. And of course, people's questioning, like, wait a minute, the so-called vaccine that Trump just said it will come around election time, which it did after election. Do you find that coincidence or fraud, and do you trust the vaccine being at 90% effective?
I don't trust the vaccine. It's about the time that they said a year later. We almost said a year later when this first started, when they said it was a Democratic hoax I'm talking about. That's when it first started, right? So it's about that time. We knew it was a year. So let's stop the games with the, election. No, we knew that it takes at least a year for them to have something in play. Do I trust it? Hell to the no.
Real quick, why do we need a vaccine for something they tell you to go stay home for 12 days? Or how many other days
flu.
Is it? Why
they claim you needed a flu vaccine. Listen, you know
why.
Why
do you need a vaccine for that? Just stay your ass home and take some NyQuil.
Because staying home is not really staying home. It's not really the cure. We know that. Staying home is not the economy cure. We know that. Wearing masks is not the total cure. We know that.
No.
It's an immune system problem. They're not. They told us that, but they're not telling us the depths of that. People should have been researching immune therapy and things like that, so you could understand why people are still getting it.
But also,
when you understand your immune
something
system.
That,
this is
that, that is being missed in the bigger picture of this. Remember, President Trump started up with the rest of his coronavirus task force. What they were calling it was Operation Warp Speed, where they were getting all of these pharmaceutical companies to compete for who is going to be able to get the vaccine out there. Pfizer is the ones that are for this particular vaccine. I have news
which is
for
one
people.
Of the top companies also.
Pfizer has nothing to do with this task force thing. So this further indemnifies the president and his Operation Warp Speed vaccine, because they're not only are they not affiliated with this, Pfizer fitted their own money for this. Obviously, they're a pharmaceutical company. They got billions and billions of dollars to begin with.
Right.
This had nothing to do with the government as far as that goes. And it also goes to show you now that not only is the president incompetent in his lie, because all of the other companies that were working on vaccines have had huge setbacks. Remember, there was just a couple weeks ago a trial stopped because I think two people died. There was another one about a month ago where they had to stop it because a couple of people came down with some sort of illness that they never disclosed. Those trials were part of the Operation Warp Speed, not what Pfizer is doing to the side outside of this with their own funding and money, which shows you when scientists are given the opportunity to work on something without the meddling of people that are having their own agenda to do something, and they have the time to work on it, they get positive results. And from what we just talked about, they broke into this news like early this morning. 90% of efficacy so far is going to take, obviously, usually takes about 5 years of trials to find out, you know, if there's any side effects, is there any issues with any other medications or any other vaccines, is there any cross-contamination, any of that stuff. That takes time, which is something that we apparently don't have.
Well, we don't have much time right now, but, you know, people are desperate right now for basically anything, and they got a lot of volunteers, surprisingly, for this vaccine to take it. And it's like, wow. And some people claim, quote-unquote, that they cure from the virus, but will there be any long-term effects? How will it affect on kids? Are they going to force kids to take it before they go to school? You know that's going to happen sooner or later. Which
that's
a scary part for a parent.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yes, it
just
is.
Just like when the flu vaccine came out and parents found out I don't have to give my kid the flu vaccine because the way it was pushed was you have to. People are going to have to research and do your own research on this as well. And that's something that people are just lazy to do. Just because the doctor says, hey, you have high blood pressure, you might have had high blood pressure that day because you might have been anxious when you went in to check your pressure, but get your blood pressure monitored. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, you can also check
it. Yes.
I'm not understanding.
And last but not least, for Brother B, Lady T and I, we had this discussion, I believe, last week on Instagram. a little fun topic, I believe. Brother B, if you pay for all your girlfriend or your wife's bills, can she still be an independent woman or considered to be an independent woman?
Plus, she has her own money,
Brother
B.
Depends on what you mean by independent, huh?
She has her own money also.
Yeah, but if she has her own, well, listen, unless I'm just that dude who just like got money like that and she ain't gotta, you know, pay for nothing, then yeah, I mean, she can be an independent woman. But if she's coming to a dude saying, "Listen, I need you to do X, Y, and Z in order to be with me," then that's not independence.
Nah, she's not coming to you for anything. You're doing
he's
it for her. He felt like it. Yeah, he was just
right.
doing it.
He's a lollipop.
Oh, that's so foul to call the guy.
Mr. Charms.
Wow.
That's Mr. Charms.
No,
right there.
That's something Sean Black would do right away. Go ahead, Sean Black.
Can I say something? So she's an independent woman, right? And you're paying her bills. Okay. If you want to do that, that's fine. If you're willing to do that for a woman, which is not a problem to pay her bills. But if she's an independent woman, okay. If she doesn't ask you to do it and you do it just out of the goodness of your heart, that's good. You know, it's not really a problem. It's not a problem at all.
How would y'all guys on the panel see an independent woman, let's say, but y'all always taking her out on dates? She might say, I'll pay half the bill. Nah, paying the whole bill. She has her own money, too. So would y'all consider that the same thing, too?
Well, I mean,
I would still consider, because, you know what, I would be considerate of it, knowing that she's
But that's the same thing as paying her bill. You just pay the bill of mine.
Yeah.
My dinner bill. It's a bill.
No.
Dinner bill
and
come
paying
on,
your
guys.
Rent.
I think it depends on what you're paying
your rent. That just saved me on my rent. Let
me give the brother B. Let me give the brother B first. Then, go ahead, brother
Yo,
B.
You talking about dinner bill is one thing, but
right.
You talking about I'm paying your rent, I'm paying your phone bill, your car insurance,
and all this.
So what
not
am
all
I paying
that.
For?
Yeah, not all
what
that.
Am, what I'm paying
okay.
for? If I'm just paying for food,
you might just pay a bill. Yeah,
one time.
You just save me. You just save my pockets also. Is that not a bill?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There are also people that go through things where they actually do get either as a helping hand, somebody's helping out for a small amount of time. That's one thing.
Yeah, sure.
But it depends on what the dependence is. Dependence means you can't do anything without this money.
Right.
You can't do this without this rent. If
that's the case, then
that's the complete antithesis of what you, an independent person.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Sean Black. Sean
Once
Black.
Again, Sean,
you
are a sucker.
Here goes,
you are a sucker,
Sean Black. Sean Black. Oh, I can't save my money if you don't pay my bills. So that's why I depend on you to do that.
No,
then,
she don't depend on you.
No,
she has
that's
her own money. That's what the post
was. A joke.
That's what I'm trying to say.
She has her own money, but you're willing to pay for her.
If she has her own money,
if she has her own money, then yeah. Okay.
If she has her own money. And she's in a. If this is a relationship, and this isn't just dating. This is like a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she has her own money to the side, and it's one of those things where it's a rough spot, or she's done something.
Oh, please.
Even
yeah,
independent women do ask for help, and I think that's something that people they automatically think that because somebody claims to themselves as independent, they just don't get any help from anyone at all.
No.
That's a fallacy.
No,
there are a lot of
This goes against what y'all guys all on the panel, especially Brother B. The men are the protectors, the providers.
I think the whole term independent woman is very divisive.
It can be because there's no difference
from back in the days where, you know, men was doing what they had to do to hold down the home or hold down their women. Because, I mean, it's vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a term that is just put thrown out there to get people arguing.
Because some people feel threatened by an independent woman, which makes no sense. Don't be threatened.
Thank you, Brother B. And don't forget my light bill is due tomorrow, okay, my dear?
Okay,
wow.
No problem.
I left
a copy of my credit card, on, you know.
Well, you love birds, stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but Sean Black, I disagree with you. Is that the difference between asking for help and her expecting you to pay the phone bill every month?
That's what I was getting at. It depends on what you consider dependence. If this is something if it's between you two in a relationship, she has her own money, and you're volunteering to help pay X, Y, and Z for a certain amount of time until she gets on her feet or whatever the case, that's an agreement between the two of you.
Exactly.
But if she is staunch about, I don't want any help from anyone, I can do this by myself, which a lot of women can do and have done for years and years and years.
Okay,
if that's the case.
We have a minute left. And I sort of cut you off, Sean, but you're truly a hypocrite because I've been waiting for you to give me money for the last 3 months. You're not here for me.
And you're
going to
be waiting a very
long time.
Oh, man.
So right now you're truly a hypocrite and you lie on the
floor. You're
going
to have to put on your woman suit for him to give it to you. Is that addressable?
Oh, my goodness.
I guess so.
Hey, Hot Rod.
I will take a... Yeah?
Hey, Hot Rod to the panel. Before we go, I just hope that after Biden comes in, we don't keep talking about Trump. Like Trump still talks about it.
He's
done.
That's why I did this topic because we need this fun topic. I miss having these fun topics, you know, from back in the days. So after 4 years of Trump, hopefully in January we could go back to, like I told Sean, back to normal racism. a normal crack.
Good luck with that, is what I told you.
You know, I want things to go back to normal, you know, and talk about why Lady T worships me the most, you know. Well, other than that, Brother
don't make me throw up.
Oh, Lord.
Brother
oh, my goodness.
K-Dawg, Lady T, Sean Black, guys, thank you so much. And tune in tomorrow
good
night for the menu.
Good night, y'all.
Right here at 8:30. Good night, guys.
All right, y'all.
Be safe, pleasure. Was all yours.